Holding it from Zion and Beis, but we're skipping to the Mishnah Lamed and Aleph. Okay, so Ish Megalech on the Zirus Aviv, Veinu Ish Megalech on the Zirus Aviha. So the Talachul Mashmi Sinai, the Mura is going to say that a son can take over the Kerbonis of the father. In the case where the father was a Nazir and the father died and did not use his Kerbonis, the son can be Yerush those Kerbonis and take over the Kerbonis. And that Allah HaMashiach Sin only applies to a father to a son, not a father to a daughter, even if the daughter is the Yoresh, there's no sons, and she's the Yoreshes. So Ketzad, Samisha Haya Aviv Nazir, the father was a Nazir, Behifrish Mos Stumim on the Zirusoi Umeis, he was Mafrish Mos, without designating what they are, and now the father died, Vomer Hareni Nazir Amanasha Galech Amos Abba. And the person says, I'm going to now become a Nazir. I'm going to ask to use the money which the father had designated. Omer B'Yisrael Yiplu Nadova. Ein Zeh Megalech on the Zeres Aviv. That's not the case. So, Ein Zeh Omer Megalech. Oh, one second. I'm sorry. Take a look at the Rosh. on Lamed of Aleph. Because the Rosh changes the gear set that we have in the Mishnah. The father and the son were both Nazirim. The Hifrish Aviv Mo Stumim Linazirusa. And the father designated money. Set aside money without designating what it wasn't my, you know, Befarish what each money should be for. He set aside a sum of money to use for the Naziris. And then the father died, and the son wants to be used that money. That case, the son cannot use the money, so it's a case of Mosumim. We're looking at the Mishnah Lamed and Aleph. So that case that the son does not have a right to take over the kerbonis of the father. The kima the bechaya oviv nodar, the father is a nozer, and then the son became a nozer when the father was a nozer already. The son's key of korban came already. The halacha was not taught in that case. So when's the case where it does apply? The father was a nazir, and the father had money set aside, and the father died before bringing the kerbonis. So according to the gears of the Rosh, which are the gears of Tosfos also, the case where the son can take over the money of the father is a case where the son was not a nozer yet. The father died and without using the money. And the son was makabel his naziris, almanas, to use that money for the kerbonis. So that works.
That's according to everybody.
Yes. The more is going to bring in Lamed and Beis, that the other Tanoim argue and embarrassing hold even the first case it works both cases, but embarrassing says in a case where he was already the way the gears of the Rosh and the Tosis is, if he already was a Nazir and then the father died, he cannot take over the money of the father because he already got his own independent chiyuv. He can't then switch and use the money of the father. But if when he's makabel as a zeros to start with, he was makabel it. I'm going to ask to use the money of the father. That works. He has to speak it out when he meets makabel in the zeros, right? And that's the lachem Moshe Messina, that the son can take. That's the scenario where the son can take over the money of the money of the kibbutz of the father. Now. the gears of the Mefarish is like we have in the Mishnah, which that's the gears of the Yerushalmi and the Tosis. Proves that the Babli had the gears not like the Yerushalmi. It's one of those, one of these Mefarishes, very and then to set this nazir. Okay, so let's go back to the Chavzayin on the base.
There's no Tosefta on it.
What?
There's no Tosefta.
I'm not sure that there is, but it probably wouldn't prove anything because it's probably because what the gears is. Okay. Second line on Chavzayin on the base. Mosi Rav Hamnuna. So Rav Hamnuna is going back on Rav Nachman. Me Amrin and the Behema Balas Mum Kistum Adamya. So money is Kesasum, money is Sasum. It has this halach of Yipla Nadava, and a Behema Balas Mum. Rav Nachman said because since you can easily sell it, it has the same din as most Tumim. So Toshma. So Ketzet Omru Hu Ish Megalechon Naziris Aviv. Where is the scenario where we say that the father can be Megalechon Naziris Aviv? Take a now, you know, let's read the Gears of the Rosh. So it's the second Rosh of the Beitar Chesina. Bizman Shahya Aviv Nazir V'Hivrish Mo Stumim L'Nizirusay. The father was a Nazir, and the father set aside money without designating what each one is for. V'Amr Aben Haredi Nazir Amanas Shigalecha Amos Abba Reza Megalecha Amos Aviv. So that's the scenario. The father dies, the money is left over. The son says, I'm going to become a Nazir. Amanas to use the money of the father. That works.
Didn't say that. Did he die?
I don't say that, but I added that in. Okay. Abul im hoya huva aviv nazirim v'hifrish aviv mo stumim. The father designated the mother. The son was already a nazir, and while the father was alive, umaisin. Then the father dies. Amar haben haredi magalech amo saba a yiplu nadav. So that money goes to the nadav. So let's read the Rosh already. Some have the opposite girsa, but the girsa zu'ikr, the mistabra, the meimar, the nemra, the halacha of Moshe v'Sinai is hecha, the tchilas, kabbalas, nezirutsa, hayusal smach, mos aviv. The halacha of Moshe v'Sinai was said in case when you undertook your naziris relying on that money. Avim b'chaya aviv, hayunizk nazar kvar, but if he was already a Nazir at the time of the father's was life, and he got his own key of Kabbalah, he cannot switch over to use the money of the father.
Although it's, I mean, halacha Moshe Messina, it's a little difficult to talk about logic.
That's true. Tosha says later on that there's multiple, most of the Sorim Kamarim have the Girsa like this. So I think what he's trying to say is that if I have a choice between the two Girsos, even the Lach Moshe Sinai, if I have a choice between the two Girsos, the one that makes more sense, I'll choose that one. Okay, now the Brisa continues. So in a case where it's Yipla Nadava, in the scenario, let's say, according to the Rosh, where the son was already a Nazir, so the son doesn't use the money of the father, so what happens to the money? So since it's Mostumim, that's the rule of Yipla Nadava, we use the money to buy Erlis Ketzim Izbeach. Hoysel Abahem HaMefereshes, if he had had Behemoth designated already for that the purpose, so then, so chat is Thomas, Erlot Yikarav Erlot, Rishlamim Yikriv Rishlamim. So the chat is Shemesa Balea, if the chat is has to die, the Erlot and the Shlamim, you can be marked as an Erlot and a Shlamim. Now, it says, Behemim Mephoreshis, now there's a Girsa of the, we have in the Gemara Mufreshis, Some have mifureshes. Mifureshes means to set aside. Mifureshes means it's clearly designated. Not too much of a difference. Touch of the word is a difference, but in regards to pshat and how it's being used over here, there's no difference. So marlava filu balas mum. So it says behema. So Rav Hanuna is asking, and Rav Nachman says, like any type of behema, even a behema is balas mum, which he had set aside. He had behemas. So set aside for this purpose. You don't say that they're considered like money because you're not going to use them. You're going to sell them, get money. But rather, we deal with it not like money. Versus low to mima. No, the price is talking simply about behemas which are do not have any mumim. So the chatas was a female with tamima. That's why it says tamima, not tamim. And that's why it's going to be it has to die. But in the case of balas mum, it's like money. So the Mishnah says, "Abba balas mum kistuma dami." If you tell me that a balas mum is like stuma. So my area most lema hoishla behema balas mum yiplan adava. So the brisa differentiates between money versus a behema. Why do you tell me the difference between behema and behema? That's a bigger kiddush. So more says elamai, it's money versus any behema. No. Some more says, no, hachinami, balasmum lamai kadisha, ledomi, domi hanomos. Sir Rav Nachman is going to answer back that included in the phrase mos, behema, balasmum is included in the phrase mos. So it is addressing it. Okay. Let's see.
It's addressing it, but it's not the bigger chiddush. I'm not sure how the answers the question.
The way I understand it is that Rav Nachman holds that the idea that a behemoth ultimately is money is so obvious that there's no chiddush in it. It's included money. Because money is laptop money. Money means anything which it's kedusha or is just for the value of it is the same thing as money. Okay, let's see. Now, just one point. One thing I'm just thinking now. Maybe the gifts of mufreshes is better. The case was over here. We're contrasting mos tumois to behemoths, which he didn't designate explicitly, because that my money was money, explicit money for each purpose. Also, the halachas, you don't see the pilum adava. So we're contrasting money stosum to behemoths, which are stumas, but since they're tamimim, they're automatically going to be figured out what they mean. So lashon of mufreshes means you set the animals aside, but you weren't mefarish them. Might be a better lashon. I'm just thinking. Okay. But I mean, even saying mefarishes means that he set them aside. He didn't say explicitly. Okay, let's see the rush. So we saw that first rush of the Gersha. Hashalom behema mefureshes. All of. I'm not sure what the word all of means. Okay. We don't have that Gersha. Milo, filo balas mum. Im hivrish obi b'sholach behemas bali mumen. We'll give the status if he set aside three animals which are bali mumen. Kimufurashis domi. They have a din as if the money has been designated. Dikasasim domi. Because if you give the behemoths a din of sasim, so yiftu, so it'll be part of the behemoths, the bali mumen, you can sell them. You can bring Erlis Ketzimis back with the money. But it didn't say that. It just said money you can do that. It's a behemoth you can't. Look, Hashvina, look, Kimu Furoshim, Minisar, Rubi, Yemusa Kulam, But we don't give it a din of Yemusu Kulam, because if you had money which is Mefurish, I mean, you set a X percentage for the Chatas, then already the Loch is, that's not Mostumim, and then you have to, since the value of the Chatas is mixed in, you throw everything out. That what you're not going to say. The Mestama Demei Kivsa Oimdim Lechatas, Demei Kevis Lo, Demei Ayo Lishlomim. If you had a balas mum, a kibsa, mistama, you meant to use that for the chatas, and that's why we don't consider like they're mixed. So we say this goes for the chatas, this goes for, and then the chatas would have to be mace or you go to the Yamamelach, but the other ones can be used. So he says that the balmum is the same as money. If so, why did the Brisa mention money? He's kiven the chashav the behema balasum kistumim. Once you're saying that a behema which is has a mum has a din like stumim, my ear the tani bereisha mos. Why does the Brisa contrast money to behema? Lifting listening a kol behema. We can learn the whole Brisa of the contrasting behemas. Listen bereisha hoyshla behema balasum yiplun adava. And say, if it's a balas mum, it's yiplun adava. And if it's a tamima, it's mesa. Contrast behema versus behema. But how to keep the balas mum, the kedusha, the domi, hanumos. So the more says it's included in the phrase mos, because behema balas mum, all it is really is a form of money. Okay. Back on the Gemara. Now the Rava asked the question from a Brisa. It's a Terskahana, really. Sometimes Rice of the Terskahanim like want to go through Rice and Sukkim will be like very explicit back and forth, all the possibilities what should be included and should not be included. So it's a very long Brisa. The Brisa continues until about five lines before the Mishnah. So the question is not going to be asked until we quote the whole Brisa. Can I learn the Brisa? So this is not talking about a nazir. This is talking about a person that wants to take over the korban chatas of his father. Korbano. So the pasuk says that he brings his korban. Mehevias korbano. He has to bring his korban, and the Torah stresses that twice. So just the first one already it says Korbano. The Torah's kind of is going on the Kapitel Dalet Pasuk of Gimel. It says Korbano, so he has to bring his Korban. Okay, then the Brisa continues and says, maybe you, that which you cannot use the carbon of the father, shehifrish minakala lachamura, that the types of aveiras that they're doing were different. The father's designated the korban chatas. We're talking about the korban chatas over here. A korban chatas for a, so korban chatas is for anything which is the chiyuv chorus, but there are certain aveiras besides being chiyuv chorus also chayim is best. So anita is a chiyuv chorus. Caleb is eating. Caleb is a chiyuv chorus. Michal Shabbos is a chiyuv chorus and a chiyuv skila. So maybe if the father designated the animal, the chatas for nida, which is a kala, and now the son wants to use it for b'michal Shabbos, so that's minakala lechamura. Or minachamura lakala, maybe the opposite. Even in the case of the father was designated for a veir, which is chomer, and someone used it for a veir, which is kal, it doesn't work. Maybe yirtzu b'karmen shifrish of minachala alakala, or minachamura alachamura. But maybe if it's the same type of level, so the son could take over the carbon of the father. Yeah. It says carbono a second time. That it's carbono who yotzev and yotzev carbono shalaviv. So the son cannot take over the carbon of the father. Okay, now.
And there's no consideration here as to when the chiyuv arose. When we talk about nasa, we talk about when the chiyuv arose.
No, that wouldn't be. I mean, at the end of the day, none of them work. So there's no consideration of the maisa. But even the stage, I don't think the more is concerned about that. Okay, now. Yochel, I could have argued. Lo yotze bekarban aviv bebehema shehifrish. I feel min a kala ala kala, min a chamura ala chamura. Shrei ein adam megaleach al behemas aviv benaziris. What about the case of the father designated money? So by behemas I understand. Once, even by the case of by naziris, where you find that the son could take over, that it doesn't. It's not true when once the father has already designated behemas. It's only when it's money. So chat is also the son can't take over the kabbonis of the father when it's behemoths. But what about a case where the father just designated the money? So I can think, I feel him in a chamura ala kala, I'm in a kala ala chamura, shay ala megalech almost of benaziris, mishman shem stumim. So the son could take over the money of the father, assuming that the money is stumim. Now, that's the whole quote of this whole price is for that line. You realize we're contrasting behemoths versus mo stumim. But meanwhile, we're going to read the rest of the price. So Talmud Lomar, it says Karmano a third time. Okay, so the son cannot use the money of the father either. Okay, zok the Gemara, or zok the Toras Kahanim. Again, Yochel, I could have argued. Loyetzi b'mo shefrish aviv. Now the girsa of the. The Ba'al puts in the word Aviv. Fill him in a kala la kala, in a chamura la chamura. The son cannot take over the money of the father, even if it's equal type of aveira. What about the person himself? If a person would want to, he designated a behema for Aveira X, and now he wants to use it for Aveira Y. Let's assume that they're not the same level of Chiyuv. They're all Chiyuv, of course, but again, the one was more Chomer. Tamil Omer says, Karbanoi al chatasoi, ache karbano, lishum, the karban should be, the gears of the Bach is chatasoi. So it has to be for that of Aaron. Okay. Zok to the Gemara, Yochel, or Zok to the Toras Kahanim, lo yetzim in behema shifrish la'atzmoi, minakala, there's gears. I mean, I feel them. I mean, a kala, a kala. I mean, a chamura, a chamura. And take out the word afilu. I mean, a kala, a chamura. I mean, a chamura, a kala. Shekain and hifish behema ala chaylev behavi ala dam or ala dam behavi ala chaylev. If the person designated for chaylev and dam are the same level of chiyuv, they're both a chiyuv chorus. So that doesn't work. Now, the Toras Kahanim just addresses, maybe you'll argue the reason why it doesn't work is because there's a Me'ila problem. You're trying to appropriate something of Hekdesh for your own purposes. It's not considered a Me'ila. Me'ila means taking something out of Hekdesh and using it for Kulin. Here he wants to use it for a korban, so that's not an issue of Mila. But will I keep it? It won't work. But maybe Alo Yotze b'mo shehifrish la'atzmai min akala l'akala min akamura l'akamura min akamura l'akala min akala l'akamura. Right. Maybe by money it does work. Maybe this issue that I cannot switch, the person cannot switch, is in the area where he designated the behemah already to be used for the purpose of Avera X. He can't use it for Avera Y. But if all he's done is designated money, maybe that should work. Shaharei, I skipped over here. The person was mafresh for himself money. The gear says here, al achelev, behavi al adam. Al adam, behavi al achelev. If a person used the money for a different korban, now the gear over here is haray. A moal the keeper. So the word moal over here is not being used as meila in the sense of that it's an aveira. Meila has in the two parts. Meila has that the person take something of hekdesh and appropriates it for personal usage, which is usher to do. But when he does it, what happens is that it loses its din of kedusha. The kedusha leaves it. So over here, it's another way of saying he was poyted. He doesn't have the money for aveira X, and now he's, as it were, he went and bought with it a korban for aveira Y. What he really did was he was part of the kedusha on the money. It took that off, and now he put the kedusha on to this korban for the purpose of X, for Y. I'm sorry, the keeper, and it works. If a person would do that, that works. So we should argue that a person should be able to do that without doing pidyon. Just simply, there's no problem with switching money. It has to be the korban has to be designated for that specific purpose, and therefore this argument that it'll be, as it were, a pidyon is not going to solve the problem, because once the money has been designated for a very X, you cannot switch it for a very Y. Okay. End of quote of the Brisa. Tani Mias. Meanwhile, the Brisa has, it did mention the Brisa. It contrasted behemoth versus money. Behemoth. So, my lava, feel a balas mum. So we're contrasting behemoth versus money. Means, but behemoth means even a balas mum. No, the Brisa meant the behemoth tamima. So it's a kasher of nafka. The more said, no, it's the Brisa referring to behemoth tamima. Of balas mum, my kistuma dami. So you're saying that balas mum has the same thing as this money, which is sasa. So my ear, the tani mos, shifrish alvi, listi balas mum. So why didn't the Brisa, if it contrasts behemoth versus behemoth tamima versus behemoth balas mum? So more said, okay, that's what it meant. The my kasher, what can you do with a behemoth balas mum? The dummy, use it for its money. Dummy, hino mos. So it's the same type of question as Rav Nuna asked, Rava asked from a Brisa in Teres Kahanim, and the same answer. Okay. Let's talk to the Rush. Zadim Bey's Mosif Rava. So he says, Korban no. Says he's yotze with his korban, he's not yotze with the korban of the father. So b'parshas asher nosi yechato, ksiv gimel korbanos. So Kapitel Dalet of Vayikra is the kapitel which deals with the Korban Chatas. First it deals with the Korban Chatas of Helam Dover Shel Tzibur. The Tzibur made an incorrect, the Bezin made an incorrect decision. Then it deals with the Korban of the Kohen Gadol. And then it deals, then it says Asher Nosi Yechata, which means a Melech. And then it has two, so it has three parshas of bringing, so they don't bring a regular Chatas. They bring a par. A chatas is specifically has to be a kispa or a seira, and it's a female. And a nasi, a melech, when he brings it, he brings specifically a kesev, I think. But there's the parsha of Nasi, and then the two parshas of Hedyot. So in those, that he refers to that as the parsha of the Sher Nasi Yechato, because it starts with the Sher Nasi Yechato. It says Gimel Kavod is Chad ben Nasi veChad ben Hedyot, veEchad ben Kisva veEchad ben Seira. So it says the parsha talks about Nasi, it talks about a Hedyot, it talks about a Hedyot being a Kisva and a Hedyot being a Seira. It's two separate. The Torah goes through all of the Pratim twice, so three times. The Kama Kadosh, we're starting with the first one, the first Karbanovi Darshan. Now, how does the Rosh know? Because if you look at the Taras Kahanim, that's the pasuk. It's going on, so we know simply what is going on. Shem Hivrish Aviv Korban Al Chatasoy Umeis. The father designated Korban, and the father died. Ben Hoya Chayv Oisa Korban Atzel. Ben was also Chayv Chatas, and Ben Yotze Be Oisa Korban. You can't use the father's. Min Akala, the lesser sins. Chelav Adav, Chelav Adam, Chelav Adam, Bashar Chai Vechatol, Shein Chayav Mal Zdon and Kor, Skila. Means the, not ones which also come in the Chiyav Mises Bezdin. Alachamura, Shabbos, Avad Azor, Chiyotzeban, Chayav Mal Zdon and Skila. I'm not sure it's Dafka Skila, but the Pasha means Mises Bezdin.
The different Mises are also have different levels of.
That's true. We're saying we're contrasting Kala with ones which have no Chiyah Mises Bezdin at all. Compared to that, any level,
right.
He went from the within the range of what's Chayav Chatas. Achi, of course, is the lowest level of Aveira, and skill is the highest. So that's clearly the Kal and the Chamura, but Pashas, the issue would be any Mises Bezdin. Would be called a Chamura compared to just a Chiyuv Koras. Tamalimur Karbanor Hashen, he says it again. The Filim in a Kal, the Kal, in a Chamura, the Chamura, and a Yotze. Then the Brides continued and said, what about money? By Behema, I understand. Shrein, Olam, Galech, Behema. The father already had went beyond the step of set aside money. They actually had designated behemoths to use the karbonis, and then umes. The son can't use the karbonis of the father. The only but when it's money. Which the father designated. Father had set aside.
Okay.
So maybe money should work. It says Karbanot a third time. Now, what about the person himself? He wants to use a different from a different Aveira. Tamalimur al Chatasoy, the Ksiv Karbanot al Chatasoy, the Parsha of the Seiro, Ksiv. So in the third of the Parshias, you have the Nasi, then you have the Yachid bringing a Kisba, then Yachid bringing a Seira. And the Parsha of Seira is Karbanasai al Chatasoy. So with Darshan, maybe Karbanoi, Sirasizim al Chatasoy. So you can't use you can't switch a behemoth. Well, okay, but maybe money you could. Now, by the case of the behemoth, it says loimob al keeper loimob oisa came b'shagig. A person who would try and switch from one of the animal from one of to different of Eir. We did the b'shagig. Mila is only b'shagig. It's not called Mila. They Mila Ella b'mashanim Rishus Hektish Rishus Hadid b'shagig, taking it away from Hektish. B'hacha me Hektish le Hektish kor b'shan. He wants it to use as a korban. So nothing happens. Therefore, if there was no act of taking it away, it doesn't work. You cannot switch it. The carbon remains what it was designated for. So you cannot switch it from a Vera X to a Vera Y. Became the Meshagel Lo Keeper. So if it doesn't work, Meshagel, if you try to switch, it doesn't work remains it either. You cannot switch. Okay, but what about a case by the money? Shemo of a keeper. Shemo's ain't by him kedushas a goof. Money doesn't have a kedushas a goof. Kishenosin leknisa ben behema letzara korban acher yotzu lechulin. So if the person would try and switch it to a different korban, what we'd say would happen is that the money loses its kedusha, and the purchase of other korban works. Hilchot keeper, it should work. Tabal Amar says al chata soy. So we're darshing a second al chadasay. Where is that? It's not by Sira. Avagabi kisu ksiv yavi karbonar lichatos. So uksiv is every parsha, but kibir alav kohen al chadasay. So yavi karbonar al chadasay. We don't have exactly explicit. We have close enough that works. So I would think that works. Tabalamra says al chatasoy that even money you can't switch. The person cannot bring his use his for his naziris the animals of his father even for belly moment. Well, why not? It's stumim. It's kasher amnach. It's the worst to the price of men. Okay.